More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unhinged. That's the only way I can describe the left. And Lori Lightfoot hasn't been this mad in Chicago since, like, I don't know, like 100 people got shot in her city last weekend. She doesn't even get this mad. Let's be honest. It's like a normal weekend. How many people were shot this weekend in Chicago? I'm not exaggerating. I think it's like 48, 52. It was somewhere in there. 47 trending on Sunday. Now, is Lori Lightfoot angry? No, not about murdering of innocent people in her city. What she is mad about is that evil fake black man on the Supreme Court by the name of Clarence Thomas. And this is what she had to say at a public event protesting the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which, by the way, still gives Illinois the state right to murder babies. And as of now, you can still kill a baby in Chicago. Listen.
If you read Clarence Thomas' concurrence, he said, thank you, Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas!
He thinks that we are going to stand idly by when they take our rights.
Yeah, there you go. F. Clarence Thomas, he said it. And then you hear the DJ in the back, you're like, yeah! It's F. Clarence Thomas. Now, this is a mayor of Chicago that's supposed to be looking out for all citizens. If you hear this and you're like conservative or Republican, you think she's going to listen to you? No. How many people got killed in her city this weekend? A lot. Joy Reid over at MSNBC, in one of the most bigoted anti-Christian attacks I've seen thus far. And that's saying something. She's clearly a bigot towards people of faith. She actually started her show off by saying this about the evil Christians in America.
In a country that's supposedly founded on the separation of church and state, we Americans find ourselves being held hostage by a far-right Christian court.
We're being held hostage. Did you hear that? Wow, we're hostages now. Yes, or they are, I guess. By the way, I would never take Joy Reid as a hostage. I just want to be on, if I'm going to take a hostage, it's not going to be Joy Reid. Joy, just so you know, okay? Like, you would be the safest person in America if I'm going to take a hostage, because dealing with you for longer than 5 minutes as a hostage would be not worth it. It just wouldn't be. But apparently now conservatives are holding the left hostage, even though abortion is not illegal in the United States of America. It doesn't matter because it's how we win elections. I'm going to back it up a little bit here. Let's kick her again. Listen, they're being held hostage.
In a country that's supposedly founded on the separation of church and state, we Americans find ourselves being held hostage by a far-right Christian court. Under the leadership of Chief Justice John Roberts, the court has ruled in favor of religious organizations more than 80% of the time, far more than any court in the past 7 decades.
I wonder why, by the way. Let's just dial that back the crazy for a second. Do you think that there wasn't as many religious cases going to the Supreme Court, Joy Reid, because Democrats weren't religious bigots like you are now for the last 70 years until recently when you started saying, not, you know, we're not going to respect religion. In fact, we're going to attack religion everywhere we can. In fact, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about.
But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt. Now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, want to remind you, please make sure that you auto-download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free.
Now, the Supreme Court just came down with their ruling about a high school football coach's right to pray. Now, in the last 70 years, how many football coaches lost their right to pray on the football field before a game, privately, quietly kneeling? We didn't have that issue because we didn't have religious bigots like Joy Reid who were attacking this. If you want to know why so many cases are in front of the Supreme Court, it is because of the psychotic left and the bigots of the left who want to destroy this country by taking away our faith in a higher being, in God. The Supreme Court, you couldn't have imagined, I think, even a decade ago, that some psycho would take away a coach's right to pray on the football field before, during, and or after a game. You have a player that gets hurt. What do people instantly do? They think there's spinal cord injury, legs aren't working. What do you see? You see people quietly pray that that player is okay. Well, no one challenged that before until the religious bigots of the left had decided, no, you can't do that, which is exactly why now the Supreme Court is having to hear these religious cases at such a consistent rate. Back to this football player, because this is going right back to Joy Reid and what she said. And her quote, in a country that's supposedly founded on the separation of church and state, we Americans find ourselves being held hostage by the far-right Christian court. We're not holding you hostage, Joy Reid. You're going after Christians and taking us hostage, and we're having to fight for our rights back at the Supreme Court. Just like this high school football coach said, no, you're not going to take away my right to pray. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday morning was forced, because of religious bigots like Joy Reid, to expand the religious rights of government employees by ruling in favor of a Christian former, keyword former, public high school football coach in Washington State who had no other choice but to sue after being suspended from his job for refusing to stop leading prayer with players on the field after games, which was not mandatory but voluntary. After the game, what do you have? Many times in college football as well, you see certain players, not all, even in the NFL we see this. Look at the NFL, the same league that, you know, kneels and F-cops and Black Lives Matter. You will see a core group from both teams go somewhere on the field, kneel down, take their helmets off, put their arms around each other, pray after a game. Thank you, Lord, for our safety. Thank you for protection day. Pray for the players that were hurt. Whatever it may be, you get my point. No one challenged this, and they respected it until the religious bigots like Joy Reid said no more. So this coach was told, you can't play with a prayer. You can't pray with the players anymore on the field after the game. He said, no, I'm not going to stop. They then suspended him from his job because he refused to say no to leading that prayer with the players after the games. It was not mandatory. Now, let me be clear. If the coach would have mandated prayer, I would actually have been against the coach. Because what if the coach is a Satanist? What if the coach is of another religion that I disagree with? This is not mandatory. No one could show up to pray with the coach. He could do it by himself. Now the players are mandated to come over there and pray. Now the justices, again, overwhelmingly defended the coach's rights. In a 6-3 decision, they sided with Joseph Kennedy, who until 2015 was a part-time assistant coach in the city of Bremerton and has since become a cause for conservative Christian activists to show the intolerance of the left. Now, the court's conservative justices were in the majority, and its liberal members, of course, just like Joy Reid, were religious bigots. The ruling, written by Justice Gorsuch, rejected the local school district's concerns that in a public school setting, okay, not organized religion, in a public school setting on a football field, Kennedy's prayer and Christian-infused speech could be seen as coercive to students or a government endorsement of a particular religion in violation of what is known as the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Now, again, Joy Reid said you're being held hostage by the far right. I would argue the opposite. America's being held hostage by these intolerant religious bigots like Joy Reid. And so you lose your rights, you lose your ability to coach, and what do? You either lay down or you fight for your freedoms. This coach fought for his freedom all the way since 2015. He's been persecuted. And it took 2015 to 2022 to finally get the Supreme Court to finally get his rights restored. So if you want to know why the Supreme Court's taking up all these religious cases, it's not because we're going to war with you. It's because you're going to war with us. You're trying to fundamentally change what we can and cannot do. Now, the Supreme Court held that Kennedy's actions were protected by his own rights under the First Amendment, which protects free speech and religious expression, which is exactly what this coach was doing in a voluntary manner. The Supreme Court held that Kennedy's actions not only were protected under his First Amendment right, but, quote, respect for religious expression is indispensable to life in a free and diverse republic. Whether those expressions take place in a sanctuary or on a field, and whether they manifest through the spoken word or a bowed head, Judge Gorsuch wrote in the opinion. Now, the justices overturned a liberal lower court's ruling, siding with the school district, which then suspended Kennedy in 2015 after he repeatedly defied the directions from the officials to stop the postgame prayers while on duty and rebuffed their offers for him to use private locations in the school as an alternative. And he's like, okay, so you're basically just trying to get me out of the public eye. And this is the reason why he refused to stop, because they were saying, all right, you basically want me to go hide my religion, and you want me to take my religion to somewhere where people can't see it in the stands. I'm not going to do that. Because the school clearly was just trying to stifle his free speech by saying, all right, we'll let you do it, because I think they knew they were wrong. But they said, you got to take your postgame prayers somewhere that we agree you can take it to. And he's like, no, you don't get to decide where I pray and when I pray. You can't do that. Now, Gorsuch said that the district's reprisal against Kennedy rested on a mistaken view that it had a duty to ferret out and suppress religious observance, even as it allows comparable secular speech. Quote, the Constitution neither mandates nor tolerates that kind of discrimination.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. That we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you want to know how intolerant the left actually is towards people of religion, all you have to do is look at liberal Justice Sotomayor. In the dissent, Sotomayor said the court was again giving, quote, short shift, the establishment clause when weight against individual rights. In other words, no, you can't pray when and where you want to. She believes the government should regulate that. The Bremerton School District argued that Kennedy made, quote, a spectacle. Oh, so now if you pray, you're making a spectacle. Not a gay pride parade. No, that totally is fine, right? There's no spectacles there with dudes riding butt naked on bicycles while there's stuff hanging out at the gay pride parade in San Francisco that was led by the Boy Scouts. Totally not a spectacle there. But a coach praying on the field voluntarily with players after a game, that's what will get you in trouble in liberal America today. Now, the school argued that not only was he delivering a prayer and speeches, but the fact that he invited students to join him made it a spectacle and courted media attention while acting in his capacity as a government employee. No, he didn't. When you guys tried to take away the ability for him to pray voluntarily with kids, voluntarily after game, voluntarily, you, the left, made it a what? Media spectacle. No one would have known about this story if it wasn't for you telling the guy to stop. And if you are an employee and someone tells you to stop and you know it goes against your rights, especially when it comes to the issue of prayer, do you really think that we're not going to go to the media to give attention to this so that we don't get silenced in silence of society? His only option was to expose the bigotry of the public school system that was trying to shut him down. That's on you. Yet, here we are, listening to Supreme Court Justice chastise conservatives, Christians, because of her religious bigotry, saying you shouldn't have gone to the media. What other option did I have? Some parents said their children felt compelled to participate. I would love to see how many of those parents there actually were. Some, is it one, right? Is it one angry, bigoted parent that's like, I want this coach fired because maybe my kid didn't get that much playing time? Could it be they saw an opportunity to get rid of a coach that actually had the best players play and little Timmy sucked at football and you as a parent refused to admit that your kid sucked at football? There are psycho sports parents all over the country. If I had to guess, they saw an opportunity to get rid of a coach that was standing in the way of their kid getting to play sucky football. That's my gut. Now, there may have been just, you know, one atheist or just person that's angry at God that didn't like this, right? But the idea, they said they felt coerced. Their kids felt coerced to pray. It was voluntary. If it's voluntary, how can that be coerced? Now, the school district also said that the man didn't follow their directions. And the San Francisco 9th Liberal Circuit Court of Appeals last year ruled against this coach, Kennedy, finding that local officials would have violated the First Amendment's ban on government establishment of religion if they had let this action continue. Well, if that's true, then what you're telling me is every time a player gets hurt, you need a coach to say to all the players, do not pray. You need the loudspeaker guy to come on and go, I know there's a kid on the field that's been knocked unconscious that may be paralyzed, but none of you in the stands are allowed to pray because this is a government public building school. That's the only way to rein this in, which, by the way, is exactly what they would love to really do in real life. What they'd actually like to do is arrest you. There are many liberals out there that would love for you to be arrested when you pray in public because this is how you completely change the fabric of a nation. If you can criminalize, which is exactly what they were trying to do in this Bremerton school district, religious behavior. If you can criminalize religion, if you can criminalize your faith in God, if you can give someone, if you can damage them, right, by shutting them off or firing them because they believe in God, then you can take God out of society. This is no different than what they do in China. In China, if you're a Christian, what do? You can become one of the disappeared ones. They can murder you. They can beat you. They can put you in the equivalent of a concentration slave labor camp. That's why they have underground churches. You don't have the right to pray anywhere in China because the government is your religion. Kennedy was a coach, by the way, at his alma mater. This is where he played. From 2008 to 2015. Now, I go back to Joy Behar, who says she's being held hostage by religious fanatics. This coach had been praying since 08. What happened in 2015? You either had a parent that was angry their kid wasn't getting playing time, wasn't starting, or you had a religious bigot that decided that their opportunity to become famous was to shut down this coach from praying. So when Joy Reid, says that we are being held hostage by the Christians. No. We're being held hostage by these religious bigots. He never had a problem in 08, 09, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. There wasn't enough religious bigots then. Now there are.
In a country that's supposedly founded on the separation of church and state, we Americans find ourselves being held hostage by a far-right Christian court.
Here's my thing for Joy. This man was held hostage in 2015 and has been held hostage by you until 2022, until the Supreme Court said, you crazies on the 9th, no, you're wrong. You held this man hostage and his career since 2015, literally hostage. You took away years of coaching and mentoring of young boys. This coach clearly cared about these kids. This coach clearly wanted to mentor these kids. This coach wanted to give back to his community. His lawyers asserted that he lost his job because of his actions, suing in 2016 when they fired him. Kennedy sought a court order to be reinstated as a coach, accusing officials of religious discrimination and violating his free speech rights. Kennedy initially appealed to comply with directions to stop the prayer while on duty, the district said, but later refused and made media appearances publicizing the dispute, attracting national attention. Well, when you try to silence a coach and you try to take away his religion and you don't respect his faith and his right to be able to pray in public, what other option did he have than to go to the media? That's when the school and the bigots of the school placed him on paid leave from his seasonal contract and then did not reapply for the subsequent season. Why would you? Officials have pointed out that Kennedy no longer lives in the school district and had moved to Florida. He has said he would return if he got his job back. First Liberty Institute, by the way, a conservative religious group, helped represent Kennedy in the case, and that's the reason why he won. Now, I go back to the point I was making, again, just a moment ago with Joy Reid. She claims that this country is supposedly founded on the separation of church and state, and we Americans find ourselves being held hostage by the far-right Christian court. Under the leadership of Chief Justice Roberts, quote, the court has ruled in favor of religious organizations more than 80% of the time, far more than any other court in the past seven decades. That's because you have become intolerant recently. She then pointed to both the 2014 landmark Burwell Hobby Lobby Stores Inc.'s decision, as well as the later masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado. What happened in those cases? You had a dude that was making cakes and didn't want, instead it went against his religious beliefs to make a cake for a gay wedding, was kind and even recommended another cake shop. And what they do, they try to take him down, destroy his whole life, shut down his business forever, and some even wanted him dead.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hobby Lobby was a case which allowed businesses to refuse to include birth control in their healthcare coverage. At the time, they allowed, and again, this goes back to Obamacare. The people that own Hobby Lobby are extremely religious. They do not believe in abortion and or birth control certain measures, which would be like Plan B. They said it went against their religious beliefs to force them to pay for those types of treatments and or medicine. They stood firm And they said, no, we're not going to do that. And Obama and the Obama administration came down on Hobby Lobby and said, no, you are going to do what we demand you do, even if it goes against your religion. Same exact time with this bake shop I mentioned a moment ago. This bake shop owner refused to make a cake to celebrate a same-sex marriage. He was kind, polite, and even gave a recommendation. What did the left do? They're intolerant. They're religious bigots. And they did everything they could to destroy the man's life. And they did. Now, Sotomayor also highlighted a recent Supreme Court ruling against the exclusion of religious schools from a program that offered tuition aid for private education, saying just yesterday the court ruled that state programs providing money for public schools cannot exclude religious schools requiring taxpayers to fund Christian education, Reed said, and that made her angry, right? That this is happening. Well, let's talk about that. The public schools are failing you. Most private schools have a what? Religious affiliation. Most of them were started under a church or used church resources or use a church campus, or they got their students from a church. This has happened since for as long as we've had schools. By the way, if you go back and look at the West, where did most schools actually meet? In churches, until they were able to build the schoolhouse, which was usually next door to the church. If I'm a taxpayer and the public schools are failing my children, I should have the right to take that money and get my kids what? The best education possible. If that means that I put them in a private school, I'm fine with that. If it means I can put my kid in a religious school or a non-religious school, that's your choice, because in my opinion, your tax dollars should be your tax dollars. If you want to put your kid in a Muslim school or a Mormon school or a Catholic school, it's none of my business. That's religious freedom, by the way. If you want to put your kid in an agnostic school, a school that does not believe in any religion, I'll say it again. That's your business. That's religious freedom. It's the freedom to believe in religion or believe in no religion, to believe in God or believe in no God. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court said. They said, look, if you choose to take your dollars, which originated from you, and you decided to take those dollars and put your kid in a school that happens to be religious, you have the right to do that. Now, again, these are all wins for Christians under this, quote, conservative court. She says, Joy Reid says, this is Americans being held hostage by the far right Christians, which is religious bigotry. All of these exact examples I just gave you were not brought up by conservatives or Christians. They were brought to a court system because the bigotry of the left. Hobby Lobby was the bigotry of the left and the Obama administration refusing to respect the rights of Hobby Lobby stores, which, by the way, won. The cake shop owner in Colorado, he didn't ask for that fight. The intolerant religious LGBTQ activist community wanted to destroy him. They wrote bad reviews. They did death threats. They destroyed the man's business. And then you look at this most recent ruling. You should have the right to have your kids go to school that you think can give them the best real education. And if it happens to be a religious school, it shouldn't be excluded. That's religious bigotry, again, from the left. Now, the bigotry from Reed continued. She said, and it's far from the only important decision coming from the court this session. Calling an overturning of Roe v. Wade, quote, a dangerous reversal of decades of women's rights, Reed also called attention to decisions that could make it even easier to carry guns, likely striking down New York's restrictions on concealed firearms. And America endures an epidemic of gun violence, she said. Again, these people are complete bigots towards all of your freedoms, because what Joy Reid and MSNBC understands is this. They need to take away everything that makes you a unique human being so that they can control you and you will be a minion for the state. This is exactly what's happened in China. In China, you have no rights unless the government says you have that right. That right can be changed and altered any moment, any time when they decide. Look at what's happening in Canada. 2 weeks ago, you can't even buy a handgun anymore. Last week, you can't even own a plastic straw. And before that, truckers recalled domestic terrorists and declared that they were domestic terrorists, and their property were seized, and their bank accounts were seized, and their trucks were seized because they stood up to a government that mandated one thing and one thing only. They mandated that you had to get vaccinated. None of the fights that I just told you about were brought on by conservatives, Christians, or people that are religious. They have all been brought by the left. You're attacking conservatives with Roe v. Wade. Now, I say all this, and I want to, she also, by the way, this is also shows you the extremism of the left right now. They also know the Supreme Court's wrestling with the authority of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Because remember, they want to mandate what car you buy, what you can do, what you can buy, how big your house is, how much energy you can use, right? They want to mandate and force you into submission. And she says, well, you should go along with that because she believes in socialism. She says, how could you be against curbing greenhouse gas emissions to the nation's power plants, which could hinder the Biden administration's plan to combat climate change? She says, quote, and we're also waiting on a decision that will impact the future of our planet as we know it. In the case, it could limit the EPA's power to fight the climate crisis. She said, adding that all of those decisions will likely come in the next 2 days or the next week, and we will be waiting. The EPA, by the way, is elected by no one. They shouldn't have the power to shut down your entire life, your livelihood, what you do. They shouldn't be able to come in and seize your land. They shouldn't be able to come in and destroy your business. They shouldn't be able to come in and take away everything you've worked for. And they shouldn't be able to force you into a religion, by the way, which is green. You got to understand something about the green religion. It's a religion now. This Mother Earth is their God. And it is a religion, and they're trying to organize this religion with mandates that you believe in their religion through the federal government. It is truly a religion to them, while saying that you government needs to stay out of other religions. I love this this hypocrisy. But this all goes back to the issue of control, right? It all goes back to the issue of control. All of it does. Roe v. Wade is about controlling your body. It's not about my body, my choice. It's about controlling and mandating and forcing people into something they want, which is to kill babies. The guy with the cake, they don't really care about his little dinky store. They care about the precedent of telling you that you must run the business the way the government tells you to run it. They didn't really care much about the guy praying. It was the bigger issue. They wanted to just get rid of religion at every school, and every coach would be afraid to pray. It's bigger than the first person they try to crucify. This is the problem with the left right now. Last month, Reid said Roe v. Wade comes to pass, it will mean five Christian nationalists on the court are victimizing black and brown folks. It's pretty racist, isn't it? You know what's racist? Setting up Planned Parenthood centers in almost all black neighborhoods and poor neighborhoods and poor brown neighborhoods so that you can exterminate minorities. That is pure evil racism. That is no different than the KKK. It's exterminating of people based on their skin color. She also said the Republican Party was forcing teachers to teach a sanitized Christian white nationalist history they prefer. Not really sure the context, but hey, if you want to indoctrinate people, you have to tell white people they're evil, tell everybody else they stole America, tell everybody this country is an evil country so that you can fundamentally reshape and change the nation. If you tell kids they should be ashamed of America instead of proud of America, and you tell them that America is an evil country that stole land and did all these horrible things, then it makes it easier to fundamentally change this country and turn it into Russia, a communist nation. Turn into China, a communist nation. Reid, again, she says this is proof that Democrats need to show up in the midterms because this is all about the election. And you must stop these religious bigots, can't make it up, us conservatives, from doing exactly what she's trying to do to us. By the way, there's two things fundamental that people need to understand about conservatives. I'll give you the gun example real quick. They say, you know, you want to force people to carry guns. No, I don't. I never want someone to have a gun that doesn't want to have a gun. I never want someone to have a gun that doesn't know how to shoot a gun, learn to shoot a gun. I never want someone to carry a gun that's afraid of a gun. I don't want anybody to believe in my God, by the way, by force, because that's not real belief. If you're trying to save someone, one of the things you understand is you can't put a gun in their head and say, become a Christian. It doesn't work that way. Right? That doesn't work. That's not authentic faith in God. I don't want to force people to go to church. I don't want them to force them to pray on a football field. And that's not what the coach was doing either. It was voluntary for a reason, because it's not real faith if you force somebody with a gun to their head to believe in it. If I mean, look at the extremist Muslims. What do? They force you into their religion. They force you into Sharia law. They force you to believe what they believe, which many people don't. They just have to go along with it so they're not murdered. The persecution that is coming from the left in this country is the reason why Christians are going to the Supreme Court, and we're winning because they're clearly wrong. That is the part here they're missing. And you better remember this come the midterm elections, because they're coming for you. When they say Americans are being held hostage by far-right Christians and the far-right Christian court, that means we do need to double down. And every time they come after us, we do need to sue. And we do need to defend our rights. And we do need to go all the way to the Supreme Court. To this, let me just say this. To this guy, this coach, God bless you for not just giving in or moving on with your life. Going from 2015 to 2022 to win this case, God bless you for doing that. It's incredible. Don't forget, share a podcast. Make sure you write a 5-star review. Please let other people see this and hear it, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear, because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.